USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a person with the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus has been identified in California. The person had returned to the United States from a trip to South Africa on November 22nd. All their known contacts have so far tested negative for the variant. Chief Medical Advisor to President Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, describing the patient's condition.
The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
More details are coming out regarding the deadly Michigan school murders. The parents of the 15-year-old accused were at the school that day to discuss their son's behavior. The teen is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 yesterday at Oxford High School, which is just north of Detroit. The teen was arraigned on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden is marking World AIDS Day.
We are within a striking distance of eliminating HIV transmission.
During a White House event, the president adding, "We can do this." Biden noting roughly 36 million people around the globe have died from AIDS-related illnesses in the past 40 years. He praised medical advancements that have allowed for many AIDS patients to live long lives. Both pro-choice and pro-life protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court as the justices heard oral arguments regarding Mississippi's pro-life law that bans abortions 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Speaking at the pro-life protest, Mississippi AG Lynn Fitch says overturning Roe v. Wade is about protecting mothers and unborn children.
Thank you for demonstrating hope for a better tomorrow, for the love and the compassion that we have for the women and their children who deserve better than abortion.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill say the supply chain crisis is not improving.
Senator Mike Braun, the Republican from Indiana, slammed the Biden administration's efforts to fix the supply chain crisis on Newsmax. Mr. Braun said that the supply chain is not loosening up.
He doesn't appreciate the productive economy where I came from. I was over there soon after he started serving on supply chain, and we were talking about it in his office. So this has been out there for literally 8-9 months. And the fact is, it's getting delayed because there's no measurable improvement. I check in with the business that I used to run for all those years prior to becoming a senator, and the supply chain is not loosening up. And the reason is, pre-COVID, everything was working perfectly. I mean, we had things humming in high gear, and decisions from the Biden administration, calling a one-man wrecking crew, and then he tries to sell this sugar high of spending more money.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
According to a review by the Congressional Budget Office, President Biden's Build Back Better bill would give amnesty to approximately 6.5 million non-citizens and allow them to obtain government benefits. Those who illegally enter the country before January 2011 and now live in the United States would be eligible. The proposal would double the size of President Reagan's amnesty in 1986. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.